Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
B-Pod Studios.
Raw is tonight at the TD Garden. Tickets at TD Garden Box Office and Ticketmaster. But before that event happens tonight, I get to walk with Elias. Elias, how are you?
Hello, I am Elias. I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, thank you. You are the official musical host of WrestleMania this year. Do you anticipate, what kind of song sets do you have?
First off, it's musical headliner. Let's
musical
use that
headline,
term.
I'm sorry.
Alexa Bliss is going to be the host. I'll be doing the headlining musically. And anyways, yeah, I've got a lot in mind here, man. It's going to be
Do you anticipate being interrupted like I just did?
Now, if you know me, you know I don't like getting interrupted. And in fact, when people do, I often end up smashing them with guitars. So yeah, no, I don't like that. I believe I've got it in writing that I will not be interrupted at WrestleMania.
Excellent, excellent. Last year at WrestleMania, you performed in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, that was fantastic. It was my first opportunity to really put my music out to the people, to never hear these songs that I've written and now recorded and released eventually on my my debut EP album there. But it was great, man. The crowd was awesome. They were singing my songs, singing the choruses by the time I, you know, the second time through or something like that. I love doing something like that.
Had you experienced Bourbon Street before?
No, that was it. That was my first time there. First time New Orleans. I think the place is called Razoo's. So what a scene. Yeah.
Being down there last year for WrestleMania, Bourbon Street, my first time with wrestling fans.
Yeah.
Wow. What a sight. What a spectacle.
Well, what a combination, right?
Yes.
Bourbon Street and wrestling fans. Yeah.
I kind of want to back up a little bit. And you've had a journey to get to the WWE. Mm. So when WWE called, who called you and what was that conversation like?
Vince McMahon called me personally and he said, I've heard a lot of good things about you. I think you've got something special. I want you to come on board, be a part of this. I think you're going to be a big star.
And Vince called you and he pitched the idea. You had been doing some independent work with the guitar. You talked on Touch on Rich about having a guitar in your hand for about since the age of 15.
Yes.
And he called you. He knew you. He knew your character. He knew a lot about you. And he pitched, I want you to be this character.
No, that just came from a conversation where I kind of said, hey, here's who I am. This is what I do. And he said, okay, I don't want to change anything about you. I just want to give you the opportunity. And that's exactly what we've done.
And your relationship with Vince, is he very hands-on with you currently with Elias?
No, he, you know, and it's, I don't know everybody else's relationship with him, but he kind of lets me do whatever I want to do. I think he trusts me to go and entertain the crowd the way Elias can. He's never really tried to change anything about me or anything like that. So yeah, he's given me free will, and that because of that, that's how Who Wants to Walk with Elias and WWE stands for, and you know, silence your cell phones, hold your applause, shut your mouths. All these things have kind of come together because I've been given this freedom to kind of explore on live television, no less.
And what was the transition like from the independent scene to NXT and now to Monday Night Raw for you?
Independent scene was really just about getting started, learning how to wrestle, thinking about what you want to do. It was for me, but the end goal was always WWE. That's always where I wanted to be. So when I finally got to NXT, it was more about, okay, how do I turn this, what I've got inside of me, into a worldwide act, something that the entire world can understand, absorb, enjoy. And that's kind of what I did. I spent my time in NXT kind of finding Elias.
And drifting through NXT.
Yeah, the drifter in NXT.
I like
exactly.
The drifter. So do you think that being musically inclined helps push you to the next level? I guess where I want to go is, how do we get Elias into the championship picture of WWE, whether it be the Intercontinental, the Universal, the WWE Championship? Yeah. How does that happen?
You know, some people have asked, like, do you need to drop the guitar or something like that to kind of get in these things? And I don't think so at all. I think it's just a matter of the right story, the right person, the right feud, whatever you want to call it, coming aboard, and then me making the most of that opportunity. You know, I had a little something going with Seth Rollins last year. We had a fantastic match at Money in the Bank. He ended up cheating to win, and I never got any kind of rematch or anything like that, but absolutely think the Intercontinental title or the Universal Championship would be in my future very soon.
So you just got to cheat before Seth does, and then you'll...
I either got to beat him to it or, you know, figure out something else. Yeah.
I ask that because I, as a 30-year wrestling fan, I'm always invested in people and their championship chases. Mm-hmm. And from my eyes, whatever novice they may be, like, you look like you've got the entire package of being, you know, maybe the greatest Intercontinental champion of all time or the Universal or WWE champion. So I kind of hope that your path goes that route in that you're standing there with the Universal Championship or a big-time WWE championship.
Right. Well, thank you for saying that, man. I absolutely believe all of that stuff, too. It's nice to see that you believe that. And, you know, like I said, the opportunity is going to have to come my way. But when it does, I'll be ready.
And I kind of want to close with the buzz around here is Rob Gronkowski has retired.
Right. So I've heard some things.
Yeah. And you're not shying away from it. Nobody in WWE should shy away from the fact that maybe Gronk appears tonight at Raw. It's at the TD Garden. Tickets are still available. TD Garden box office, Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
I mean, could we see Gronk front row interrupting Elias? Could we see him in some... I mean, you must be just kind of foaming at the mouth of the material that you can work with Gronk.
Oh, I've just got so many things to say. I'll save them for later tonight for Monday Night Raw. Now, listen, in WWE, things don't always make sense. That's kind of how it goes. But Rob Gronkowski showing up tonight in Boston on Monday Night Raw, the day after he announces his retirement, just makes sense.
It does. It does on so many levels. And if he's not here at Raw, maybe he's at Mohegan Sun.
Could be. Could be.
Elias will be performing live tonight at TD Garden. He'll be the WrestleMania headliner, musical headliner.
There we go. I like
in New York.
That, man,
I will be there to see you perform live and hopefully not get interrupted.
That's it, man. Just a whole maybe 30 minutes, I'm hoping, just me performing.
No Elias, thank you for walking with me. I appreciate it. Or me walking with you, I should say.
It was your honor, man.
It was my pleasure.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.